from KQED.
If I were a billionaire, this is absolutely the piece of California that I would buy and try and keep all for myself. Even on a windy, gray day, Martins Beach is perfect. It's about a quarter mile long, totally hidden from Highway 1. At the south end, the cliffs jut right up from the ocean. At the north, waves crash against a massive rock formation shaped like a shark fin.
I think John Muir would roll over in his grave if he thought we'd be losing access to this completely unique spot.
That's Mike Wallace, a surf coach at the local high school. His daughter caught her first wave off of Martins Beach.
I mean, to a lot of us, it feels like a little Yosemite of the coast.
But the heart of the battle is not on this beach, lovely as it may be, because all California beaches are public, that is, up to the waterline. But unless you're on a boat, there is only one way to get to this beach, and that's the road, which now has a gate and a big blacked-out sign.
What did that sign used to say?
It originally had a really kind of nice mural of what's called Pelican Rock. It was welcoming visitors in.
In 2008, this property, all 90 acres of it, was sold for $37.5 million to a private owner. The welcome sign on Highway 1 was painted black. A gate went up saying, "Private property, keep out." On the day I visited, I had a hard time finding the place. That seems to be the idea.
Nobody really knew quite what the status was. They didn't know who the owners were.
Eventually, they figured it out. The new owner of Martins Beach was this guy.
Nature takes a million years to produce our crude oil. Kior can produce it in seconds.
That's Silicon Valley venture capitalist Vinod Khosla promoting one of his clean energy ventures on 60 Minutes last week. And part of what's gotten this case so much press is that Khosla isn't the kind of person you'd expect to find in a showdown with environmentalists. Take, for example, attorney Mark Massara.
Even billionaires with a solid track record of conservation efforts taking coast property and trying to privatize it, people generally are not willing to allow that to happen.
Massara is a longtime surfer and a lawyer on one of four lawsuits filed so far over Martins Beach. He and others say the road to Martins Beach has been used by the public for decades. The previous owners charged $10 to people who wanted to park their cars there. There are public bathrooms at the beach, a cafe.
He does not have the lawful ability to simply close the beach.
The courts haven't always agreed. In October, a county judge ruled that Khosla can keep the public from walking or driving to the beach. But the rationale was, to some, kind of obscure. He, the judge, said that because the beach was originally part of a Mexican land grant, that's 150 years ago, the property was exempt from current California laws that require access. Massara says that decision opens the gates to a very dangerous, slippery slope.
Make no mistake that if the beach is allowed to be privatized in this case, you can expect that it will inspire other efforts by other wealthy individuals.
The judge's decision is likely to be appealed. Meanwhile, Massara, along with the Surfrider Foundation, is filing another lawsuit, which may go to court this spring.
Our lawsuit is designed to require the property owner to file for coastal development permits for any change in use.
Now, this sounds very boring and technical, and in a way it is. But the key word there, permits, may turn out to be the real arena for the Martins Beach dispute. Think of it as a David and Goliath battle waged entirely in paperwork between a billionaire and the chronically underfunded agency in charge of issuing those permits, the California Coastal Commission, where Nancy Cave is a district manager.
We wrote the owner. We asked them if they wanted to try to resolve it. And we, in fact, sat down and met with the owner's attorneys.
The Coastal Commission is all about public access. Cave and her staff want to keep Martins Beach open. And Khosla is going to need permits from the commission if he wants to do almost anything on the property. So maybe they could strike a deal, Cave thought. She was wrong.
They showed no interest in resolving. They only wanted to litigate. They wanted us to act so they could litigate.
We couldn't get a comment from Khosla for this story. His office in Menlo Park forwarded our request to his lawyers, who declined to answer questions. His attorneys did file two lawsuits, arguing that Khosla doesn't need permits from the Coastal Commission. Both suits have been dismissed. Talking to Cave and her colleagues, you get the sense that they are steeling themselves for a drawn-out fight.
We're pretty used to litigating against deep pockets.
Alex Halprin, one of the commission's lawyers.
We've been in litigation with David Geffen.
Which, by the way, they won.
We've been in litigation with a lot of very wealthy adversaries.
Does that stop us from doing our work?
Nancy Cave.
No. No.
The first of those permit applications for an emergency seawall built to prevent erosion is due this month. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.